From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A bloody hours-long standoff between militants and security forces at a Pakistani police academy is over. At least 59 police cadets were killed, dozens more wounded. The gunmen armed with explosive vests attacked the Balochistan facility in southwest Pakistan near Quetta. There are conflicting claims of responsibility. A local security official insisted they were members of the Al-Qaeda Sunni militant group Lashkar-e-Jhangvi. Pakistani analyst Moeen Chima of Australia National University said the group has become a top priority for security forces.
The state has taken these sorts of sectarian militant outfits also seriously, and the Lashkar-e-Jhangvi has particularly been targeted. Some of its notable leaders were killed by the police in an attack a few months back. So clearly there is motivation for the Lashkar-e-Jhangvi. If it is confirmed that it is the Lashkar-e-Jhangvi which has carried out this attack, there's clearly motivation because they have been targeting public officials and now the military as well in retaliation for the intelligence-based operations against them.
The region has been beset by mass attacks this year, with more than 70 killed in August, March rather, in an Easter Sunday attack in Lahore, and 70 more died in a suicide attack in August at a Quetta hospital. In Central African Republic Monday, at least four killed when protests in the capital Bangui aimed at UN peacekeepers turned violent. Five peacekeepers among the 14 wounded. One protester said people don't understand what the role of the UN mission known as MINUSCA is. He said people continue fighting, the peacekeepers don't intervene. Early this month, at least 30 people were killed and dozens wounded when fighters from the Muslim Salika militia group staged an attack in the central town of Kaka Bandoro. This is VOA News.